This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Billy Nungesser is in the house, the lieutenant governor elected in 2016, running for re-election. Qualifying is tomorrow, and if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757 is your number, and you can email us talk@talklouisiana.org. Billy Nungesser, I suspect you'll be qualifying in the next few days.
Yeah, I'll try to be there first thing, bright and early in the morning.
Okay, first thing.
First thing.
When the doors are open.
We'll be there.
You're on the ballot. I suspect you'll have some company on the ballot, but it's been a rather quiet election season. And Billy, for those unfamiliar, and I'm sure most people are familiar, his dad was the longtime head of the Republican Party, and he was head of the Republican Party when Billy Nungesser Sr. and David Connor Treen were about the only members in the party. There was Bob Livingston and Henson Moore, but there weren't many others.
No, the other night up in Ruston, James Davison was saying they used to meet in a phone booth.
Yeah.
That was the big joke of the Republican Party.
Now, we've had a tragic weekend, mass shootings in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio, and we've talked before about gun violence in New Orleans, which is the crown jewel of Louisiana, and how that affects tourism. Are we in a place now where people will be reluctant to leave their homes because this is happening in far too many places?
I think so. I think more and more when these things happen, people rethink where they're going, what they're doing, and seem to. So, yes, we've got to be aware of how it will affect travel for Louisiana, for all over. Obviously, we want to continue to pray for the families of the victims and it's happening too often. You're absolutely right.
Is there anything that can be done to thwart this?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things that could be done. The mental health issue, as every state is struggling with, how to deal with that. And I think that's one big part of it. And, you know, you see in other countries, the mental state, whether it's not the gun, it's the person with the gun. And so I think you're going to see more and more attention to trying to get these people before they act out, whatever the reason, and take care of some of the mental health issues.
Now the president is talking about background checks. Are we at a point where we can embrace that?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely something. These people that have a history or have some mental instability to be able to go buy a gun needs to be in check. So absolutely, I think it's everything needs to be discussed to make sure these things are not happening.
877-217-5757 is your number for Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Gaston on Highland. Gaston, you're on Talk Louisiana. Matt, can you punch him up? Gaston, good morning. You're on the air, Gaston.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call, Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning.
I think you dodged that question a minute ago. Jim asked, you know, is anything you can do? And I'm asking you bluntly, I know you, your father and you've been sucking on the state's tip for a while.
Well, come on, so, man. Don't make personal attacks on this gentleman. He's here as a guest in our studio. There's no need for that. If you have a question, ask the question, and we can dispense with the editorial remarks, or you're going to be cut like a knife. Gaston, try again. Go ahead, Gaston. Okay, I think we've lost Gaston. 877-217-5757. Civil rights trail meetings are coming. This is something that you're advocating, and a civil rights trail is something that is certainly important for Louisiana. We have a rich history in that area. Six new meetings are scheduled. What's going to go on, and where will the trail be?
Well, what we're trying to identify is what are those historical places, things that happen here in Louisiana, and we're joining all the other southern states as we put together the civil rights trail through the Alabama's taking the lead, Mississippi, and we're surely joining that team to identify those places, whether it be a historical place or something that took place there. And so we're wanting to make sure we go around and meet with all the people that have all these great stories. And we document them, and then we take the top 50, let's say the start, and start putting markers out and getting that trail and website put together as people travel the Civil Rights Trail through Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
Jennifer in Tara. Jennifer, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Lieutenant Governor Nungesser.
Good morning.
And Jim Inkster. I just heard the little snippet of the Civil Rights Trail. That sounds really wonderful. And I do have a question referring back to the guns and the gun violence. I do agree with you that mental health issues are some of the problem. And how do you feel about a background check that also includes not just a search for previous mental health issues, but actually has to pass a mental health exam?
That's surely something that should be discussed. You know, I don't know how incumbent that would be on the system of doing that, but I'm sure all those things are going to come to the forefront. And with so many new legislators this year, I'm sure that's going to be a topic that will be discussed, as it will be in other states. But I think everybody can agree that something's got to be done to remove guns from these people that are committing these horrific acts.
Chuck and Scott, you're on Louisiana. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Chuck. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm hoping Mr. Nungesser can shed some light on something that I'm concerned about and have heard. I'm seeing political ads that state that higher education is fully funded this year. And working in higher education and having had three small pay raises in the last 10 years and knowing the percentage of funding from the state for higher education, I'm kind of baffled by that statement that higher education is fully funded.
All right. Well, that's not the governor's area of authority, but the lieutenant governor certainly follows what's going on in the state. And Governor John Bel Edwards has said we had an increase in higher education funding, not Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, but are you in concert with him on that opinion?
Well, I know there's been funding cuts. I was just up at Ruston, and they received a smaller portion than they had anticipated. So although it's been funded, over the many years it's been cut, and it should take a better presence in this state, the education, all education. And so while it's fully funded in one scope, I agree with the caller that there's more that could be done at some of these universities as well.
Chuck in North Baton Rouge. Good morning, Chuck. You're on Talk Louisiana with Governor Nungesser.
Good morning. This is Will. How are you doing today, gentlemen?
I'm doing good.
Well, my thing is this. Why everybody keep using a cop-out as mental illness? Because I'm over, like, half a century years old, and I used to go to school with people that was mentally ill, and those people wouldn't hurt a fly.
All right. Mental illness often accompanies these mass shootings, almost all of them by white male Americans. But does it go beyond that?
You know, I think you've got to be mentally ill to take another person's life for no reason other than hate. And so there's got to be some reasoning for all of this. And it's got to be some mental, whether it's drugs, whether it's other mental issues. But it's absolutely not a normal thing. So I think the mental issues have to be looked into on how you keep the guns out of those people's hands.
877-217-5757. Still time to get in with Billy Nungesser, our lieutenant governor. Let's give Gaston another shot. Gaston, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Matt, go ahead and punch up Gaston, please. Gaston, you're on the air with Governor Nungesser. There you go. Hi, Gaston.
Good morning. I apologize.
That's okay. That's all right. We all get carried away.
I was stressing myself a little bit, but honestly, I think the lieutenant governor dodged the question, and I feel it's urgent, being in his position to protect all of our tourists, that he should stand up, have a backbone, and say, well, we should take a strict measure on issuing firearms. And I've got a lot of friends that they like to hunt, and I respect their right to a Second Amendment.
All right. What about some of the things that you have proposed? For example, French Quarter. You've said that it should be treated as a park, and some people who are not in accord with you politically, said that's not a bad thing to consider.
Well, I think when you've got these areas where tourists gather, we've got to absolutely make it safe. And if you've got a park ranger on every corner, and they have the ability, if they see something, to be proactive in policing, and people know that, then they're less apt to be down there committing crime. And I do believe that those areas where tourists go in all the cities around Louisiana need to be targeted to keep crime low because it does affect tourism. So I think that's a no-brainer. But three things in New Orleans are trending: cleanliness, new attractions, and crime that year after year has gotten worse as far as the perspective of the tourist. And we've got to address all of those if we're going to continue to grow the tourism industry.
Stephanie in South Downs. Hi, Stephanie. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. This may seem like a small thing, you know, in connection to some of the bigger issues you're talking about, but it does deal with tourism and our state parks. And I know when the state budget was in such dire straits a couple of years ago, the Lieutenant Governor's office was talking about public-private partnerships or, you know, working with the private sector to try to get funding to keep some of these parks open. Where are we now with those efforts, and now that the state budget is in slightly better shape?
Well, we have several things. We now have horseback riding in Boca Chica with a private partner. We also have an RFQ going out to look at a resort conference center next to Fontainebleau. And we're looking at adding cabins at several parks through private-public partnerships.
We're going to spend a few more minutes with Governor Nungesser, and then we'll come back with Robert Crace, the fabulous novelist.